Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes and protecting
America? I am Lori Anderson, your host, and you are live with me, and I have a very interesting guest tonight whom I've had on before, and I am so glad to have him tonight. We have Sheriff's candidate Gordon Martinez joining us this evening. Now, for the new listeners who do not know who Gordon Martinez is, Gordon Martinez has spent 39 years in law enforcement. 15 of those years he spent as robbery and homicide detective, and a remainder of the time in various other assignments, in example, fraud detail, accident investigation detail, SWAT, motorcycle police traffic section, and the patrol section. During that time, he investigated and solved real crime, as well as leading groups such as Stop DUI and the Injured Police Officers Fund. And he has been really, really in the movement of standing up against that blue line of corruption. Yes, you heard that. The blue line of corruption. He is all for legitimate law enforcement. However, he does speak up and has for many years spoke out against the corruption within the law enforcement realms. As a matter of fact, even in 2011, he filed a federal lawsuit against the LVMPD when he did see the corruption and he saw unsolved murders in the LVMPD. And rather than walking away from it or turning his head, what did he do? He fought it head on by filing that federal lawsuit. And I would just like to say I'm so excited to have Sheriff's candidate Gordon Martinez. He's running for sheriff of Clark County, Nevada, everybody. For all of you who may not realize. Yes, that is the same county with all that gorgeous corruption that happened in the Bundy Ranch trial. He's running against Sheriff Lombardo. Yes, the same sheriff who refused to tell the public what happened in the Las Vegas massacre and kind of tried to help keep it quiet, and a lot of that is still quiet. Yes. So this is whom we, Gordon Martinez, is a constitutional, or will be a constitutional sheriff once he's elected. Constitutional to the core. He is also a member of the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association, lifetime member of Oath Keepers, and he is, of course, a member of the NRA. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Gordon Martinez. How are you doing tonight, Gordon?
Well, I'm fine. I can't believe that. What a nice introduction you gave there, and you pretty much covered it all, and I want to thank you for that. And how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Well, I kept a little secret. I didn't give away the newest news because I wanted you to be able to tell the listeners about this. I'm so excited for this news, everybody, and many of the longtime listeners are going to be ecstatic to hear this, Gordon.
If you want to get into it right now, I guess we will. The latest that I'm doing is I filed an ethics violation complaint against incumbent for sheriff of Clark County, Joseph Lombardo. Okay, this is the guy that is running as an incumbent for his second term as the sheriff of Clark County, Nevada. Now, it's what's important to know is that he's got all the money, and he's got all the money from his former mentor, Doug Gillespie. Apparently they just kind of like keep a cachet of money that each tap on the shoulder appointed sheriff can do. And this all started with Jerry Keller to Bill Young, and Bill Young to Doug Gillespie, and Doug Gillespie to what we have now, Joe Lombardo. And we have a nickname for Joe Lombardo in this county. It's called Joe Lombardo the Liar. Okay, so without any further ado, I'll get right into what I've done. I've done this ethics complaint against incumbent Joseph Lombardo from recently learned information is that, and he's kept this very secret. He has a wife that's involved with several scams in the real estate industry in our community here, and she's also associated with a guy by the name of William Gaylor, who is like the super fraudster when it comes to real estate scams, and he's got a $21 million lawsuit against him, and he's been indicted, but she continues this association with this Gaylor guy, and she continues to be married to Joseph Lombardo, who undoubtedly has used his position as sheriff of Clark County to keep her out of jail, basically. Now, understand, all of this is allegations. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are allegations. I don't have any proof. I'm just reading what is coming out on the internet and in through my sources within the police department. I mean, that's all I'm doing is, but that I'm not in the position to prove or disprove. The Ethics Commission is the one that has to look at this information, do the investigation, and then proceed like they're supposed to do. Right. Now, this is nothing new to me. I filed the same type of ethics complaint against Doug Gillespie, and that was for receiving finances from another state, California, in excess of $10,000. And you're supposed to report this and come out with it. And it's against the rules that you can, from one person, you can't receive more than $10,000. Well, he received about $40,000 from this entity. And I filed another ethics complaint against him. But unfortunately, the corruption in Nevada, it just has long tentacles. And they didn't even open up the investigation until 5 months after I filed the complaint. And of course, that was after the primary. I'm sure that this is the same thing that's going to happen with this. I file this complaint June the 1st, and they're going to wait until basically hell freezes over before they even assign it to an investigator. Mm-hmm. So, but it's there. It's there for everyone to see. I posted it. I've also had an article in the Las Vegas Tribune front page that says that I filed this complaint. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives a little history of some of the other corruption that's been levied against me, and the threats to life, and the vandalism to my car, and the burglary to my home, and the gag order that I got to be the only police officer in the entire state that's ever had a gag order that was levied against me in 2010, whereby nobody, and I mean nobody, in the police department can have communication with me. Now that's, and it still holds. What is it, 2018? And it still holds. So, and if they don't comply with that order, they're in deep trouble. Mm-hmm. Their careers are finished. And that's what I'm so adamantly opposed, that the police department is run on fear rather than trust.
Right.
It should be run on trust, not fear, but that's not the case here. And if I'm elected sheriff, there's going to be some changes made, if you get my drift.
Good. Absolutely. And I just want to let individuals know that Joe Lombardo, even though he claims he is a Republican, I found out some interesting news. And Gordon, you know this because you and I have had many topics of discussion about self-defense tools.
Yes.
And I found out that on December the 11th, 2016, Joseph Lombardo said that the Las Vegas Sun editorial board called for more gun control legislation.
Oh, mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Yeah. How about crime control, Gordon? What do you think about that? Crime control.
Crime control. That'd be a nice one.
Have you ever heard any of them say that?
No.
Crime
control. It's ridiculous. Right. It's ridiculous.
Let's control the tools so that those officers that are corrupt can be fully armed with military weaponry, while they want to take our stuff that is civilian weaponry, and they don't want us to be able to have self-defense tools. While the ATF, of course, has no problem funneling hardcore weaponry to drug cartels and child traffickers and all of the good little people who like to dismember people. But, we don't need our weapons. We need to make sure that only the police officers and the politicians are protected. What do you think about that?
Well, being a staunch constitutionalist, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about licensing guns. It doesn't say who can have guns or whatever. The Second Amendment says basically the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, and that supersedes everything that any state, local government, or whatever else can put on weaponry, on firearms. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure, they have prohibited persons. They've interjected that, and I think we'll all agree.
It's unconstitutional, too.
Yeah, well, when you have somebody that is convicted, or not convicted, but certified a mental health person, he's mentally ill, you don't want to have a gun or accessible to that person.
And it's on this note, Gordon, okay?
Sure.
So on what you just said, I've done a lot of articles and I've done a lot of research and stuff on this quote-unquote mental health issue. They're using this to entrap a lot of people, by the way, who are not mentally ill. They're using this as an excuse to take their weaponry. And here's the thing. Psychology is not a science. It's an opinion. So one person or two people that are being paid by a government entity in order to get kickbacks, or the big pharma getting kickbacks because they profit from people being mentally ill, because they have the stays in the mental hospitals, they have the drugs, they have the control, and they get to take your rights all at the same time.
Right.
So there's where the Constitution doesn't say if you're not mentally ill.
You're absolutely right, Lori. What they're doing is they're preying on the public's emotions. They're trying to believe that whatever the government does is for their benefit and it's going to fix things. What I have learned in the 39 years that I've been a police officer in the trenches is that mental illness cannot be cured. Mm-hmm. It can only be made to be tolerable for the person and the tolerable for everybody else around them. Mm-hmm. That's it. If you ever want to find out, go ask a psychologist or a psychiatrist how many people they've cured, and they will mumble around or whatever, because the answer is zero. They do not cure it. All they do is treat it, make it tolerable. So that slippery slope about a person that is mentally ill and is basically certified by a court system to be mentally ill, it's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Man, and you're absolutely right. It's an opinion by people that have dubious support from other big pharma or the government or whatever else. They have dubious support that determine whether some person is mentally ill or not. And I tell you, that mentally ill word is used just a little bit too much.
Yeah, kind of like the word racism is used a little bit too much.
Exactly, and I'd like to remove that word racism from mm-hmm. the English language. Mm-hmm. But that mentally ill one is approaching that same thing.
Yeah.
Now, just I think if you brought in an average, everyday person into a mental health facility, they will find something in that person that can be identified in the, what is that, MSM? What is that book that they use to define all these mental illnesses that everybody has? What's that book called? I can't remember what it is, but they have a book.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about. The what? Physician death reference, is that what you're talking about?
No, that's the book with all the drugs. I'm talking about the ones that talk about mental illness and all the different definitions they have for it. And you can find anything. I mean, I like popcorn, okay? Mm-hmm. I like popcorn, and I could eat two or three bags of popcorn a day if I was allowed to. But the salt content is devastating to me, mm-hmm. all right? So, but I can still do it. Now, somebody in the mental health facility would find that would be a mental illness that I like popcorn so much. Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. Oh, isn't that just great? And who do we have contributing to that? You have doctors that don't make it in the medical profession. What they do is they go into the psychiatric profession, and then they go ahead and practice that, opinion type mm-hmm. of mental care. So anyway, getting back to this thing, what I've done is I filed this complaint against Joe Lombardo, mm-hmm. and I'm praying that somebody with half a brain up there in Carson City that looks at this and says, well, maybe we do have a little problem here, because he's married to this person who is engaging in illegal activities. And you can't have that as a politician. It's devastating. You're finished. You can't do it. Even if you divorce them, I mean, what does that prove? That doesn't prove anything. That doesn't prove that you're going to stop helping them or assisting them in their scheme. And if you look at the property that the sheriff owns, he owns quite a bit of property. And I think what he's doing,
we've got a break coming up, okay. And we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. Everyone hang with us. We've got some information to give you.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
A revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. The world of real Americans, please stand up. No more hiding your face in the sand.
I am joined with one of those Americans that's been taking a stand for years and filing lawsuits to prove it. Sheriff's candidate Gordon Martinez for Clark County, Nevada. Get to the voting polls if you live out there. This is going to be a constitutional sheriff, everyone. And he is a member of the CSPOA. Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Associations, hardcore believe in the Constitution, and they believe in your unalienable right to bear arms, which is confirmed in the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Gordon, you were telling us about this lawsuit and the connection with Lombardo's wife, the possible connection that you're having investigated, and do you think that they're possibly going to stifle it until after the election, or do you think maybe somebody is going to get on top of this, or is it going to be just the normal same old for around there? What do you think?
Well, my internal feelings is just going to be playing the old politics game again, as usual, and stall it and until after the primary, and maybe even start the investigation just before the general. And it won't get resolved until probably next year of January, February. But that isn't the point. The point is the complaint is in, and it, now the monkey is on their backs to do something about it or not to do something about it. I mean, I've written letters explaining about the ghost precinct that was used in the last election. And when I say a ghost precinct, that means a phony precinct that carried 22,000 votes.
Really?
Yes. Just because I'm retired now forcibly since 2014 does not mean that I am not still an investigator. And I investigate all kinds of different allegations that are made. People call me up indirectly because they don't want to get in trouble, especially if they're associated with the police department. But they call me up and they give me information about certain things that were done in the last election and currently what's going on. There's a big possibility that all they'll do is just stall on this thing, but I am going to get my money's worth out of this by telling everybody that this is what I filed. This is the complaint I filed. It's in writing. It's got my name on it. And let's move forward with it to see what you people are going to do about it. I want to go back to that capacity magazine, that high capacity magazine. And I tell you, I thank the Lord that Joe Lombardo said something about this high capacity magazine being able to prevent crime and being able to slow all these nutcases from going in and shooting up schools and shooting up movie theaters and all this by limiting these high capacity magazines. Well, all this is going to be either going away or it's going to be improved a lot better. Well, nothing could be more ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I just went to the Mesquite town hall meeting and I got up, and right before I got there, one of the other sheriff's candidates says, yeah, I'm going to limit 100-round magazines. I mean, you don't need these 100-round magazines for anything. Well, next thing you know, he asks, anybody in the audience thinks they need a 100-round magazine? And I raised my hand. I was the only one in the audience of maybe about 70 or 80 people. Wow, and I raised my hand. Okay,
you were the only one?
I was the only one.
Here's okay. The thing. It's not about need.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I gave everybody that was ever approached, every gun enthusiast, a law-abiding American citizen gun enthusiast that collects things and whatnot, I've given them a reply to anybody who asks you whether or not you need a 100-round magazine or a bayonet lug on the end of your barrel or a high-powered scope. Or maybe a silencer on your weapon. My standard answer to anybody that would ask me that is, well, folks, it's none of your business.
It's not.
It's not.
Silencers are actually better for the environment, Gordon. You know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know because I own one.
The gases that come out of the gun.
Yeah.
They're entrapped in the silencer.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Environmentally friendly to have a silencer.
Well, see, the more silencers, then the better for the environment, actually.
That's exactly right.
Well, anyway, going back to this phony precinct thing, this is ugly. Do I have proof? No, I just got people that are in the business that are telling me about this, but they are afraid to come forward. They don't want their name used. They don't want to come forward and identify themselves, or else something bad's going to happen.
All right. And on that note, we'll be right back after a couple of words with our response from our sponsors, speaking with Sheriff's Candidate Gordon Martinez about the run that's really going on in Clark County, Nevada.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but in all the faces, of the straits of fear.
Oh. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are live with Laurie Anderson of RTR, Truth Media Group Reloaded. And I have a wonderful guest, Sheriff's Candidate Gordon Martinez. He is talking with us about the Clark County Sheriff race for 2018. Current Sheriff Joe Lombardo, the current Ethics Commission complaint that has been filed against Sheriff Joseph Lombardo. And we were also discussing that cute little term, gun control, which is in reality people control. There is no such thing. There's only one form of gun control. And Gordon Martinez had 39 years of law enforcement experience, and I'm sure he will agree with me, is knowing how to hit your target. What do you think about that, Gordon? True or not?
Absolutely true. Sight picture and trigger control, very important. And it is 95% physical and 5% or correction, 95% mental and 5% physical. That's how you shoot. But it's a perishable skill. You got to keep exercising it all the time or else you're going to lose it.
Absolutely.
So did we cover the complaint against Joe Lombardo, the ethics complaint that more than likely will be ignored, at least by them? It won't be ignored by me. As I said, it's in the front page of the Las Vegas Tribune. And believe it or not, a lot of people read this weekly magazine or weekly newspaper, and they abide by it. They at least think about it. This election, June the 12th, for the primary election, is going to send two candidates to the November election at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, probably the five candidates, in my opinion, there's only three. I guess the word is, I hate to even use it, viable candidates. Mm-hmm. And that is Joe Lombardo, the incumbent. I forgot his name. Bedwell, Tim Bedwell. And then myself, Gordon Martinez. Well, two of the three are going to go to the November ballot as long as the not one candidate gets over 50% of the vote. If he gets over 50% of the vote, well, then it's over. It's all over but to crying. Okay. Right. Now, the things that I guess maybe politicians always use, they love to use that word transparency. Okay. Yeah. They just love it. And I, every time I see a politician use that word, but they don't say how they're going to do it. They don't say what they're going to do to make it more transparent. They just say it's going to be transparent. And if you elect me, I'll be making it transparent. Well, let me tell you something. My definition of transparency is a simple one. It's all it is just telling the truth. And that's almost something that's a foreign word when you talked about the LVMPD. Now, understand, when I throw my darts at the police department, I'm not throwing it at the regular cops. They're okay. I mean, yeah, there's a couple of them there that are dumb and dumber. But other than that, and especially the appointed ones that were appointed by Sheriff Gillespie that I know of and that he knows of course, yeah, those are the ones that are going to cause all the grief. You figure out of 160,000 calls for service, a dozen or so are going to go south. And if you really look at the individuals that are involved in that, they're the appointed ones. The appointed ones that just skate right through the academy, don't do anything, they can do no wrong, and then they're now police officers. Well, eventually they're groomed to go ahead and be in the upper police management. So my darts are at the upper police management, including the sheriff. That's where the corruption is. That's where the criminals are. And I can cite time after time what they've done, how they've done it, who is involved. That 2011 federal lawsuit was not only against the LVMPD and their practices, but it was also against Sheriff Doug Gillespie and 14 other high-ranking police officials. Mm-hmm. Oh, it the tentacles are long, and they're very, very strong in this connection. But once you get to the level of maybe below captain, everybody's okay, you know, basically, even though the HOA scandal had three lieutenants and a captain all indicted for being part of the Homeowners Association scandal in the mid-2000s, 2005 or so. So it just goes on, and believe me, I wouldn't have to really do all that much. All I need to do is get elected, because people will be tripping over all their resignations that would come about, because they know that I am going to put some of them in prison for the stuff that they've done. Okay. So it's like that. And I'm a man of my word. When I tell you that this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I've always been that way. I've been that way for the last couple of decades. And I'm still the only employed detective that has ever filed a federal lawsuit against the police department and the sheriff and everybody else while still employed. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew I wasn't going to have a pleasurable path after I did that.
Oh, right.
I mean, that really, and it was ugly, and but I expected it. I would expect nothing less. But now they can expect nothing less either.
Well, now, I just want to put this out there for the listeners who are possibly from Clark County, Nevada, because we know Gillespie had really close ties with Harry Reid, that famous word that most people on our end, truth tellers, cannot stand, but we do expose.
You're talking about Dirty
corruption.
Harry, right? Dirty
yes,
Harry.
Yes, we're talking about okay. Dirty Harry. So publicly, mm-hmm. so that the listeners can understand, that you are not or will not be a puppet for Harry Reid. Can you publicly, you know, let people know how you stand on that end of things?
Oh, absolutely. There's no way. I've never been a puppet. I've been subjected to bribes and threats, and I've never succumbed to that. I'm my own person. I'm an individual. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm an oath keeper. I'm an NRA member. You will not find a more dedicated American patriot than me. Here's a little note for you with the association between Sheriff Gillespie and Harry Reid. During the Bunkerville standoff, allegedly, and all that was going on, I was out there at the ranch. I was doing a video because I was campaigning for sheriff. I was at the Bundy Ranch being videotaped, and all that stuff was going on with the snipers and the BLM and the Bundys and the other patriots and the militia. I was there. Okay, and I'm still wondering why they didn't come scoop me up too and throw me in jail, because I was out there and I was supporting them. Mm-hmm. Well, what was happening during that same time is Harry Reid was giving Sheriff Doug Gillespie, former Sheriff Doug Gillespie, an award for being the super duper cop in the nation. He was giving him an award, a plaque and all this stuff at the same time that this was going on. Mm-hmm. So talk about puppets. Oh my God!
Right. Caused the massacre of a lot of people, and so did that corrupt Dan P. Love. Almost caused the death of a lot of people with their actions. And Gillespie
hit under his desk.
He did, and it was intentional, and it was sickening. It was disgusting. How do you? And I already know this, but we have new listeners. So I'm going to ask you questions that I've asked you before, but let the listeners know how you stand on the United Nations trying to take over y'all's property out there.
Well, I tell you, my concentration right now is merely Clark County, Nevada.
Okay? Right.
I have a peripheral understanding of what's going on, and anybody that thinks that they can come on over to our country and tell us how we're going to operate, I mean, it's already happening in a way. If you think up at Burns, Oregon, I mean, with the Russians having a lease on our uranium deposit, and having China having a lease on the property with the Bundys in the same area, I think it's already happening. I beg your pardon?
I said, yes, it is, for sure.
Okay. So it's already happening, and of course I'd be against something like that. The United Nations is pretty much like rehabilitation. They sold it on everybody. Everybody thought it was a good idea, but in the long run, it doesn't work, okay? It doesn't work, and it was the biggest fraud that's ever been perpetuated on the public. Rehabilitation and the United Nations. Okay, so this is just my opinion. I think we should devoid ourselves of that, or else put up safeguards where nobody tells us what we have to do with our property or our people, period.
Excellent answer, by the way. So you would be absolutely for, if the people came to you and they let you know that city council had signed on to this quote-unquote ordinance that they did in order for the water, because most of this stuff falls into UN Agenda 21 and many people don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they control the private property rights, whether it be their property, whether it be the water, whether it be, you know, you can't dig a ditch on your own property, because it's, even though it's your private property, you know, we said, I'm assuming by what you said a minute ago that you would stand with your people and protect the constituents, correct?
Absolutely. Anything that I could or can be construed as being unconstitutional, I will not support anything. It doesn't matter. And if it has to do with property rights and that type, if it's unconstitutional, then I'm on the property owner's side. And that's what the sheriff is supposed to do. He's not just a turnkey for the jail. He is the guardian of your constitutional rights. And the Bundy situation should never have occurred. If I was sheriff, they wouldn't have happened, and all those people wouldn't be arrested and thrown in jail for 2 years with no charges. And then all of a sudden now the government's trying to back out after they did what? They deprived so many people of their constitutional rights by putting them in prison And then taking, like, Robert LaFoy Finnegan, taking his life. If anybody doesn't believe that was an out-and-out assassination, then maybe there's some swampland in Florida they should buy. But anyway, this is how the federal government works. Now, there are a lot of good people in the federal government. I worked with them. I worked with the FBI. I worked with the NSA. I've worked with the Secret Service. I've worked with these people. I know how they think. And unfortunately, they do not think of the welfare of like constituents in Clark County. They don't care about that. They have to take orders from the Justice Department and from the head of the FBI. They have to follow those orders or else their job's done. Here's a little tidbit for you on an FBI agent that just is new to the FBI. He signs two documents when he hires on with the FBI. One of them is his acceptance papers, and the second is his resignation minus the date. Okay? Now, you have that hanging over you, along with the yearly lie detector test. Mm-hmm. The yearly lie detector test, if they fail, and one of the questions, the real beauty, is that do you know of anyone who has done any actions that could be construed as being a felony? And they have to answer that truthfully, or else the lie detector will pick it up, and then it's bye-bye for them. So working under those kind of conditions, I mean, we're real close to it in the police department. If you don't feel that you have a strong support of your oath and you're going to follow it no matter what, or the strong support for the Constitution, you're going to follow it no matter what, well, then you're going to succumb to it. And all you got to do is succumb once, and then you're done. They own you. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize, you know, and I've said this over a long period of time because I've said the same thing. You have corrupt and then you have really good people who are in the different echelons. But I have tried to explain to the listeners over a long period of time of how compartmentalized things are, especially when you're looking at FBI or CIA or Department of Homeland Security. The right hand is doing something that's minute, or it seems minute at the time. And they think, okay, this is absolutely fine. This is good. I'm trying to protect people. The left hand then again does the same thing. And they think it's good until they start putting stuff together. And they normally don't put stuff together because they're so compartmentalized until people like myself or other truth reporters connect the dots. Because let's face it, they're working 10, 12 hours a day. They don't have time to go out and research and dig in the manner that we do. And when we connect the dots, they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, I can't believe that I was involved with helping with this, because compartmentalization is real, folks. It is real. Many great people who were or are in the police department or in the sheriff's department. But, you know, the reality is, it's overwhelming how much we need to push back against the police state. And you know what I'm talking about, Gordon.
Absolutely.
This is what I tell the people, you know, if even only every female would get training and exercise her right to bear arms to protect herself and her children. Okay. Think about that. That'd be every other house, right? So you
exactly.
wouldn't have to have near as much of a police department. The police departments wouldn't be so overwhelmed with crime because criminals don't like armed victims.
No, they don't.
And there would be a lot more peace going on around there, and y'all would have time to actually investigate other things, other than petty stuff.
Right. You can thank the news media for kind of like sensationalizing certain incidents and blowing them all out of proportion and causing people to believe that our country has fallen apart and that the crime rate or actual criminals in the entire nation is approaching 30%. In actuality, it's only 6%.
Right.
But they think it's 30 because every time you see a hot incident happen, you get to see it 10 or 15 more times during the week to make sure that everybody got to see it and that people develop a misconception about what criminal activity is. I think it's Plano, Texas, P-L-A-N-O. Every person in that community has a gun. And I think there's even an ordinance that says that you will have a firearm in your home to impress on the point. And their crime rate is almost zero. Okay, so, but that's a small little community, Plano, Texas. And I thought that was rather interesting.
Well, so, I'll tell you, also on that note, Kennesaw, Georgia did that. And they did that over 25 years ago. Their crime rate was really high when they did the ordinance. Mm-hmm. And when they did the ordinance, their population was only around 5,000 people.
Right.
And so on that note, we're going to go to a couple of words from our sponsor. Then I'm going to finish telling you about Kennesaw because it's like,
okay.
Hang with us, everyone.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am Lori Anderson with RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded, and we are joined with Sheriff's Candidate Gordon Martinez this evening, and we are so thrilled to have him. I was speaking with you, Gordon, about Kennesaw, Georgia, and they require, of course, every household, every individual household to have a weapon as well. It was passed by ordinance over 25 years ago because their crime rate was just unbelievable. And, of course, there were exceptions, people who it was against their religious beliefs, then they didn't have to have it. In other words, you don't get fined and go to jail if you don't have it, but it is required that you not only have a weapon, but you also have ammunition. And, of course, if you're a felon or not able to have a weapon because of mental status, then, you know, you don't have that weapon. But I wanted to tell you, it's very interesting. For 25 years, get this, I'm going to just go from 2012 to 2016 down the list of their little crime things. But when I researched Kennesaw, Georgia before, when they began the ordinance, they had a very low population around there. I think if memory serves, and I might be incorrect because I'm going off of a long time memory on this, but if I'm not mistaken, it was a little bit over 5,000 or 6,000 people that lived there at the time that the ordinance was passed. And now the population from that, after that ordinance passed, skyrocketed. It has now got 34,344. The last time I checked on Kennesaw, Georgia, they only had approximately 3 sheriffs, I believe. I may be incorrect on that, but I know it was not many sheriffs on the sheriff's department. All this due to, of course, everyone being armed. So in 2012, murder, none. Out of 34,344, remember this, people. Rape, none. Aggravated assault, 20. Robbery, 9. Burglary, 107. Larceny and theft, 373. The reason that they said that that was so high, Gordon, is because that is the things that were going on when people were not either in their vehicles or when they were not home. You know, unmanned places, if you will. So that's why that, of course, is such a high number. And then, of course, auto theft down to 25, arson is 0. And we'll get to a couple more of those other stats when we get right back to a couple of words from our sponsors. Please hang with us. We don't have much more time unless I can talk Gordon into staying with us a little longer.
And I think we'll can do that.
Oh, that'd be excellent. We'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors, everyone.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.